Oh, here's our old friend. Look at him. Tom Skilling is joining us right now. Back after being gone, what, is like almost 8 weeks now, right?
Well, it's a little over four, Ro. It seemed like 8 weeks, I'll tell you that. But you know what? You know, you love what you do as much as I love what I do. And so it seemed like an eternity. But I'm telling you, Ro, I had that surgery. I was lucky to get in under the line on that, because literally, if this had been planned a week or two later, this gastric bypass surgery I had done, I couldn't have done it because they canceled all those elective surgeries. But it's been an experience, and I'm glad to be where I'm at. And my God, Ro, I've shed 50 pounds on this whole thing in 6 weeks. It's like a miracle. And I was really worried about my weight and all the ancillary developments related to obesity that I was seeing unfold before me. So this is good.
All right, let's talk about that.
It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear you. Let's talk about going through that experience, because I know there are a lot of people who are struggling with weight.
Oh, yeah.
And they really want this help, but they're a little afraid of the whole procedure. Just talk me through a little bit about what you went through.
Well, you know what? The evolution of the thought that this might even be in the realm of possibility actually occurred over several years. But I'll tell you what kicked me over the edge. I was walking, if I walked a block or a couple of blocks, that was it. I was finished energy-wise. If I went up a flight of stairs, it was crazy. And I started about 2 years ago. We did blood chemistry. We did heart surveys. I thought there might be, some kind of blockage in the heart. Everything came back normal. It was hauling around all that weight. And look, I'm still a work in progress. I'm not where I want to be, but boy, we've come a long way. So, Ro, I brought it up with my primary care physician, and she said, gee, I don't have a lot of personal experience, but I had a patient years ago who weighed 350 pounds. They went through this surgery, lost 200 of those pounds, and they came off all the medications for high blood pressure, diabetes, you name it, cholesterol, the whole thing. And, they've done this for over 20 years, these big gastric bypass procedures. The one I had was where they staple off the top eighth of your stomach and then divide your intestines, and they connect the lower intestine to the little one-eighth of your stomach that's still operating as the stomach. Yeah. The rest of it continues to operate as it normally does. So the bottom line is you cut the volume of food that goes into the system and the processing that's done by the upper intestines. And weight loss is the hope for, and in this case, it certainly has worked.
Okay, all right, wait, I'm going to ask you an uncomfortable question, though. I mean,
yeah.
I like the idea of that, but it seems like that could be sort of an immediate exit sort of situation right there. How's that going?
What do you mean now?
Well, you eat something, and if it's a shorter distance, and it's kind of connected, and I just kind of imagine that would be, might be a little uncomfortable, at least at the beginning.
It is. There's no question. My meals now consist of little plastic containers. Like the things you get at a fast food place to put condiments in?
Yeah.
That's my dinner these days. It's 2 or 3 ounces. It's all protein. Gotta be. You can't eat vegetables, can't have a beverage with it, because there's no room in your new stomach. So you eat protein, a little chicken, a little fish, some egg salad, stuff like that. You start the first week after surgery on all liquids for that very reason. It is uncomfortable. Then you go to purees the next week, and then I've been slowly incorporating more solid stuff. And the next 2 weeks, we'll slowly get back to something closer to an average meal, although I can't have processed sugar, can't drink alcohol. I was never much of a drinker anyway. And they tell me by the end of the year, you'll eat an amount of food that's like a lean cuisine, something like that in terms of volume.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. But I'll tell you, you've got to be careful, because your body tells you when you're full. And full is like 2 to 3 ounces. It's quite a trip. It really is.
Wow. Well, do you feel better? I mean, are you moving better and everything?
I do. Yeah, I do. When you come out of that recovery room or into the recovery room, you feel like a truck has hit you. because this is major surgery. They've gone in there and really fiddled around with your insides. But my doctor, Dr. Eric Hungness down at Northwestern, he and his team are amazing. You go through 6 months of prep for these surgeries. You meet with a nutritionist, a psychologist. They want you to be aware of what you're getting into because it's a life-altering change. I'll never again eat as I once did, and that's fine with me because it really scared me where I was going. And I had a father. My father was overweight and ended up having a massive stroke, and I was comatose for a year after that. And I'll tell you, you go through an experience like that, and it really is an eye-opening experience that says, hey, you better get a hold of yourself and get yourself back into some sort of healthful state. Yeah. So I hope, Ro, if I stick with it, and you got to stick with it, you know, the stomach will re-expand. And I'm hoping this is a life change. So follow it, see how well I do.
Yeah. Well, the picture I already saw, you look great. So congratulations on that. I mean, 50 pounds, thanks. That's a lot of weight in 4 weeks, you know? So that's really something. All right, let's talk about, we're all working from home now, whether we like it or not. We have to work from home. I was reading in Robert Feeder's column about what they did for you, that you now have a satellite dish on your balcony pointing at the John Hancock Center. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's exactly right. And I know you work from home because I saw Duffy of our production staff there at Radio puts a picture of your home studio up. He says, Rose Studio is better than half the broadcast stations he's seen around town. Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm sure you'll agree with me, the technology that we've got these days. I have a microwave dish out on the balcony for those to work. You know, our crews, when they're out covering stories on the street, use those to transmit pictures live back to the station. So they've got one out my balcony pointed right down. I'm up here on the north side, right along the lake, so we have a line-of-sight view to the Hancock Building, all the buildings downtown. And that's what's linking me to the TV station. Then they've come up. We had a whole engineering staff in here on Wednesday last week, and they set up this home studio. So I've got access to the whole graphic system, computer system I've got down at work. There's literally nothing, Ro, in terms of data that I use to prepare my forecasts or the graphics we put on the air that I can't do here, just as I do down at the studio.
That's amazing.
You know, it is amazing. So I'm hoping in expressing some degree of optimism that this might actually end up working, that I don't jinx the whole thing. We'll see in the days to come. And, you know, also being away from work about 4.5 weeks, you fear you've forgotten something. So we'll see if the old boy can keep the thing going.
I think if there's one guy I'm not worried about right now, it's you. I'm worried about me. I'm not worried about you. You're going to get through this.
Well, that's one of us, you know, so thank you. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, let's talk about people's apartments. Have you noticed, as you're watching television, whether it's local people or national people, I mean, it's amazing how different everything looks. And you start to see these people in a little different way based on either how fancy or not fancy their place is. Now, are we going to see the rest of your apartment, or are we just going to see the green screen?
Well, no, there's no green screen. I'll tell you what I've done. I have a little weather dent here. It's kind of my little work area. And, you know, it's my trophy room and everything else. I didn't set it up. I had a guy in who helped set this up who was really talented. And he said, hey, do you have any memorabilia from your career? And I said, oh, heck, I've got boxes I threw stuff in. So he went through, set it up. And what you'll see here, Ro, is a corner. I've got a monitor that I use to watch television, and we can route in my computer graphics. So you're not going to see the whole place, but you'll get an insight into my little weather den here, if you will. It's kind of my man cave. And, you know, I agree with you. It's kind of interesting to watch all the settings of all these people that are originating from home now, because you kind of feel like you're looking inside their lives a little bit. Oh, there's my dog. That's little Maddie.
Okay, all right. Yes. We were just doing a radio interview. Imagine what's going to happen when Tom's on TV and that dog starts to run into the middle of the shot.
It scares the living hell out of me. I'll tell you the truth. You know, because I've got a kitty. We've got a kitty here, a little Waldo. And the Tribune came over. John Lee from the Tribune, one of the photographers, came over. And Waldo dashed out the door as I was saying goodbye to him. So I picked up Waldo. He took a shot of it. And that's the picture they put in the Tribune of my little Waldo.
Oh, that's amazing.
Who we've had here since the little kitty was 5 weeks old. So I've got Waldo and we've got Maddie, our little doggy here. And they're not used to having Daddy Tom here doing weather shows.
No, from his death.
So this ought to be interesting. Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. You're hearing stories about this. People who live with somebody else, you know, whether it's a spouse or roommates,
sure,
or even pets, and people are just getting sick of each other, especially if they got kids in the house. It's like everybody's like, yeah, what are we done with this?
I know. Well, you know, we're kind of lucky here, bro. My roommate is Sean Lewis, and I said to him when this place came on the market, I said, Sean, come on over and look at this place with me. I said, it's big enough that if we ever got, you know, riled with one another, we can retreat in our respective corner of this place and never even have to look at each other. And so, thank God.
That's pretty great.
Nothing like that has ever happened. We all get along terrifically. But, yeah, it is true. We're all on top of one another in the world. And so this is a different experience, no question about it.
Well, you sound great, and I know you look great, and it's going to be a lot of fun. What time are you starting this afternoon? Are you going to be on the 5?
Yeah, I do the 5, 6, 9, and 10. Say a little prayer for me or cross your fingers, whatever you can do for me, Ro, that A, the equipment doesn't blow up, or that the microwave doesn't blow off the balcony or what, something like that, you know. And with luck, we'll be able to do it. I'll tell you one thing. It's a fascinating weather period here. And it'd be nice to get some 80-degree weather here, though, I'll tell you that.
Is that coming?
You know, I don't see 80 yet, but this, if there's a month that's going to bring you that, it'll be April and May, so we're in that period of the year. It does look like it gets a little warmer next week, and believe me, by that time, we'll be happy. We have a model or two that even pumps a 70 in here. But it looks like we'll be bouncing up and down, which is typical of spring as the air masses fight it out here. So let's hope we get some. Remember that spell of 80s we had a couple of years ago in March? It went on for like 8 days. It was marvelous. We had never seen anything like that. And then we had that horrendous spring last year that was the worst our farmers have ever seen. It rained all the time.
Yeah.
At least we don't have that going this year.
You know, the irony of this is we had a very mild, nice winter, essentially.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing a bit of a spring, which we don't normally get in Chicago. It goes right from winter right to summer. And we're not able to enjoy it at the same level that we normally would be able to enjoy it. And so there's like it's almost like Chicago's getting even with us, even when it's like tempting us. Like the weather is just teasing us.
I know. You know what, though, in a way, isn't it great that the weather isn't fantastic? Because we would really be climbing the walls, sequestered in our homes, and unable to walk on the lakefront or anything like that, or go out and, you know, mix with other folks. So, in a way, maybe it's a blessing the weather's as crappy as it is. Because, you
well,
know,
maybe.
We don't want to go outside, you know?
Yeah.
So, geez.
Yeah, that's true.
I hear you, though.
All right, so you again, 5 days a week now, you're back to full work, and we'll continue to watch you lose weight on television, right?
Yeah. Well, I've already informed the guy I had to get new suits because I literally was swimming in the other ones, so I went and got fitted, and fortunately, the outfit that sends the suits out of California had shut down, but we got a couple of suits out before it, so they were tapered. And I told, this is, you know, I'm a moving target. This is a work in progress. So this won't be the last one, hopefully, that I have to do. But it's going to be something to keep up with the wardrobe on this. And I'm anxious to see how far this goes. It you know, you lose different people lose different amounts of weight. So we'll see what happens with all this. But I'm so glad this was done. I'm glad I got in under the line. And thank you for your kind comments. I really miss talking to you every day. I'll tell you that.
We miss you. It was always my favorite respite during the show was just to, we'd sit around and talk like we were just friends and not really caring about what we were saying. And I think that's a very, very fun thing to listen to. So
it really, I'm telling you, we had fun. You can hear even Maddie agrees in the background here.
Yeah. Well, and she often did. There were times when you do it from home, and I'd hear the dog. So there were.
I know.
That's how that goes. But listen, it's going to be so much better for Chicago to have you back because, especially as we had through the spring, you know, we can get that heavy weather. They just had this tragic weather that went through the South last night.
Oh my!
God forbid we should have anything like that here on top of everything else that's going on. But you know, you're back in the seat. You're back in the pilot seat, and that's the most important thing. And it's funny, so many people have called me, you know, with whether we deal with meteorologists or pilots, you know, they're always, you know, emailing us or calling us about things.
Yeah.
And they miss you. They miss you. And Demetrius done an amazing job. Demetrius is really great.
Roe, I work with a group of people over there. I mean, Demetrius was a godsend. And he does a dynamite job. And all of our, Mike Jansen, Mike Hammernick, I work with a set of Weather Service folks who are retired now, 40-plus year veterans. I keep telling them, I pinch myself every day at work. We had worked across, you know, when they were at the Weather Service, I'd be doing stories. We worked that way. But to have all of us under the same roof has been one of the joys in my career and one I never expected to happen. But I'll tell you, you're very kind. Look, I'm the lucky one coming back. Roe, I put a couple things up on Facebook about being gone. I couldn't believe the response. I mean, I'd never expected anything like that. I'm the lucky one. I work in the profession I love, in a city I love, in a weather regime I love, and with viewers and listeners and readers and everything else that are just amazing.
Yeah,
so,
that's great. Well,
but thank you.
Yeah.
And I work with people like Roe Khan.
Life is
good, bro.
That's good.
It's good.
And you'll have a longer life now, Tom, and that's the important thing.
I'll tell you, I hope so, bro. That's the idea.
Yep.
I wasn't going in a good direction, so thank you. And it's so good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, and we'll see you tonight on the WGN-TV News. The weather reports, Tom's back at 10. This is the most important thing. The 5, the 6, the 9, and the 10.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for having a chance to talk with you. I miss doing this. And you take care, my friend. Stay healthy.
Yeah, you too. Stay safe.